This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au. Yeah, it is our favourite time of the week. We don't want any fake news. There's too much of that going on at the moment. We're just going to get the real stuff, the hard-hitting, factual news from Australia's oldest and most trusted newspaper, the Batuta Advocate. And the man, the myth, the legend, Clancy Overall, is with us. Good morning to you, Clancy.
Good morning, you lot. Dan, Tari, how are we?
We're good.
We're terrific.
We're good.
Let's get the news, Tari.
I think that this is one that is very common among people that don't have children, the fact that they have opinions on what parents do.
Yeah, that one came out this week during a little barbecue that took place down there in the kind of family suburbs of the Batuta Heights. There was a young couple have yet to have children, don't know if they want them yet. A childless couple down there at Batuta Heights, so surrounded by all their friends who've made that jump, who were quite vocal about the fact that if they do have kids, they can't really imagine giving them an iPad to distract them for 10 or so minutes.
I like this one. I like this one a lot. Even Jenny, unable to get Scotty to empathise with refugee kids like they're his own daughters.
Yes, well, that was one this week. Morrison came out and said he actually understands the plight of women because he owns several of them. But he's unable to see his own daughters in those two little girls on Christmas Island, those little girls from Billow Wheeler. And that is, that's not surprising because the government's never really been that good at putting themselves in the shoes of little brown kids in the bush.
That's right. We know that all too well, Clancy.
I'm sure you do it there down at Murray Radio. I know that all too well.
We do, Russ.
We all love Mum and Dad giving us a good helping hand, and I know I do.
Yep. That was announced this week in an effort to stabilise the housing market for first home buyers. The Bank of Mum and Dad are now offering the option of free accommodation until you save up for a deposit to pay them, interest-free, of course.
Very
the
true.
The Bank of Mum and Dad have come through again.
Yeah.
They always do. Thanks, Mum. Thanks,
coming Dad. Through with the goodies. Mine's got a bit of a ScoMo feel today. There's plenty of headlines from good old Scotty from
he
marketing.
He always brings a lot of content.
Yeah, he does. He's content rich, Scotty from marketing. But look, he's decided against firing a AR-15 into a crowded Cronulla shopping mall after a quick chat with Jenny.
Yeah, that's, as we all know, the Prime Minister's moral compass is his wife, Jenny. As we learnt with that incident that happened down in Parliament House, he had to speak to his wife, Jenny, and she told him that actually, it was bad what happened down there. And, humanise the people involved. And she did that again today because, Scotty from Marketing was heading down to a crowded shopping mall in Cronulla with an AR-15. He was prepared to just open fire on the shoppers until Jenny said, "Mate, imagine if that was our girls." And he said, "Oh, you know what? You're right, Jenny.
Jenny
it's
has
time
all
to do something about this.
Jenny,
it's time to do something about
Jenny
this.
Knows all.
Someone's got to, hey?
Yeah, good on her.
Imagine if we were selected at random to be getting the virus vaccine first. I mean, Queensland's rolling it out next week, so hey, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's rolling out 150,000 doses, so I think we've managed to secure enough vaccine doses to vaccinate 3/4 of Toowoomba. So, yeah, it's really interesting to see who's going to get the call up first. It's looking like, at random, two of the names I've heard is Gina Rinehart and Clive Palmer.
Oh, yes.
I think Lindsay Fox will be behind them closely, Jerry Harvey and whatever Packers are still alive. That's just random, of course.
Yeah, completely.
People have been completely random. All members of the Liberal Party and their kids.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a very wild, random process.
Yeah, crazy how that random stuff happens, isn't it? Well, you're always on the ball there at the Batuta Advocate. See what I did there? And, of course, the Rugby League returns tomorrow night. It is the All-Stars clash, and the Maori have decided to replace New Zealand national anthem with a live rendition of this classic. Wait, here's the good part. You're on Atari. La da 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 da.
Yep. Don't really know
that
words,
is the. I mean, that is the unofficial Māori anthem of New Zealand, yes. And that looks like the case. Apparently, they got Kalyn Ponga on harmonica and Benji Marshall's playing saxophone, and it'll be a Pacifica spectacular. I don't know what the Murray side are working on doing out.
Black
the
boy, I've heard.
Honey Patty, you'll be happy.
Black boy, Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell will be pumping that one out.
Yeah, black boy. I was thinking, really kind of authentic Aboriginal music. Maybe some Paul Kelly, or Slim Dusty. I don't know. From little things, big things grow. Yeah. Hopefully this weekend. Let's see the Murray boys get up.
Yeah, and we're just excited about rugby league. That's all we care about, Clancy. Hey, brother, we appreciate you. Keep the good news coming, and let's hope we can still access it on social media.
Yeah, thank you. Pray for us.
Hello, shines over my horizon.
podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au. Cut it.